Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. USDA investigating the downer cattle video of the Humane Society of the U.S. Back on that in just a moment.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
So, this census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
USDA yesterday began an investigation into allegations that a California plant mistreated and slaughtered downer cattle. Animals that are too sick or injured to walk and prohibited from entering the food supply. That's the word from Kenneth Peterson, an assistant administrator at USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. He said he didn't yet know if downer cattle had been slaughtered for food at the Hallmark Meat Packing Company, but he stressed that there are other firewalls to keep the U.S. meat supply free from BSE. And he provides us some details about that investigation as it's now getting underway.
Clearly, something occurred in this facility. What we're going to determine is where on the facility did it occur, when did it occur, meaning, you know, say, what time of day? Was it early in the morning, late at night, or not late at night, obviously it was during the day, but, you know, before the shift, during the shift, after the shift. So where was this occurring? Where are the trucks being unloaded? Where are my inspectors as far as doing their antemortem and humane handling inspection activities? Where are they in relation to where these events occurred? So that's going to tell me a lot.
Peterson called the behavior captured in the video footage egregious, inhumane, and unacceptable, but stressed they still amounted only to allegations of improper actions and not proof. He said at this point, he's not aware of any queries from governments of foreign countries that import U.S. beef over concerns that downer cattle might have been slaughtered.
They realize it's a initial investigation. We have some information to gather, and, you know, that's where we are. It does not represent any kind of flaw or breakdown in our interlocking strategy. Again, I'm going to investigate all the facts and make sure that that remains true.
Kenneth Peterson of USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service. The downer cattle prohibition, by the way, one of several provisions designed to keep the U.S. food supply free from BSE, or mad cow disease. Humans can contract the deadly disease by eating contaminated beef. At least that is the accepted conventional wisdom, and it's never happened from actual U.S. beef consumption. We have had some cases over in Europe and England, but not here. We've had a total of 3 U.S. BSE cases total in our cattle herd. Of course, that includes the cow from Canada that started this whole mess in December 2003. Since then, 2 additional BSE cases have been discovered through extensive USDA testing. Kenneth Peterson indicates he doesn't yet know if downer cattle actually were slaughtered for food at the Hallmark Meat Packing Company, but he stresses there are other firewalls to keep the U.S. meat supply free from BSE. One question has not been answered, the withholding of information by the Humane Society of the U.S. for months, as apparently they had this video footage from last fall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. They've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.